Yeah, she likes sweet, like sweet tea. And she likes my boots with these blue jeans. And she likes popping buttons on my pearl snap. And she likes my cowboy hat. But she loves me for my twang. Reminds her of a little hang. When she hears me on the radio, she knows that it's me by the way I sing. She loves me for my twang. Loves me for my twang. Yeah, she likes how good I pick a guitar. And she
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know.
I know he doesn't know. Drunk in Montreal, I bet you told him about me. But no, he doesn't know it all.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey, I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome into Riders Field. It's homestand number 4. This time it features the top two teams in the entire Texas League. It's the Midland Rockhounds playing visit to the Frisco Rough Riders. The Rough Riders come in a half a game back of the Midland Rockhounds, who are first in the Texas League South, and it should be a really, really fun series. These two teams have been the best in pretty much every category across the Texas League. You look up and down the lineup, like I said, it should be a fun one. First on the mound today is the left-hander going for Midland, James Gonzalez, 2-0 with a 3.86 ERA on the year, and he has looked good ever since being called up. And on the other side for the Rough Riders, it's the Rangers' number 17-ranked prospect, Josh Steven, 0-1 with a 5.51 ERA, but Steven has been really good in the month of May, including a five-inning scoreless start 2 starts ago. just an ERA a tick above 4 during this month of May. He's allowed 10 earned runs across 16 and a third, making his fifth start here today, racking up 15 strikeouts while walking 8. He's been bit a little bit by the home run. 4 home runs across 16 and a third innings pitched. But the 22-year-old from DeSoto, Texas, is highly regarded for a reason. The Rangers' number 17 prospect takes the ball today against James Gonzalez, the left-hander, making his 9th appearance of the year, his 6th start, and his 3rd at the AA level. A lot of good stuff going in this one. We're going to step aside here on the Riders pregame show, and when we come back, you'll hear from Rough Riders catcher today, Liam Hicks.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders designated hitter today and everyday catcher Liam Hicks. Liam, thanks for taking the time, and let's just start from the very beginning. You're born and raised in Toronto. What was it like growing up over there, and how was the transition into professional baseball and then college baseball as well in the States?
It was definitely cool growing up there. Definitely didn't play as much baseball growing up as some guys did, just based off the weather. So I'd play baseball in the summer for about 3 months, and then I'd play hockey in the fall and the winter. And then later on, as I got into high school, I kind of realized I wanted to play more baseball, so played for like a travel team and started doing some indoor training throughout the winter. And it was good. It got me ready. Definitely got to college and JUCO and realized I was far behind everyone. So then just worked as hard as I could and took me here, and it's been a good journey.
You mentioned you were a hockey player. You were a goalie, if I remember correctly. How does that translate into catching? Is there any similarity? Do you feel like one's harder than the other? Or what's that like?
There's some similarity, and then there's some differences. Obviously, like flexibility, the position you're in, it's a little similar. But as far as technique, it's a little different. Catching, you want to kind of be as soft as possible blocking the baseball. You don't want it to go anywhere. And then hockey, it was more just try and be as big as possible and take up as much space. So a little bit, some similarities, some differences, but maybe some hand-eye coordination too could help.
For sure. Well, you talk about growing up, you know, some of the weather limiting the amount of baseball that you were able to play. And talk to me a little bit about what that was like playing in the summer in Canada. Was all your baseball time spent on the north side of the border, or did you guys travel into the States at all?
Yeah, so when I got to high school and started playing travel ball, we had a facility that we'd go train at in the off season, and then we'd probably start up. Or my first year, we went to Florida for like a little mini spring training in March, so that was cool, good experience. Then we'd come back to Toronto and then have to wait another month and a half till we actually got to play again. So we'd start our league play, I guess, in start of May, and then in the summer we'd have like 3 tournaments where we'd go to like Indianapolis, we went to Knoxville for one, Ohio, some New York. So we'd have a bunch of tournaments that we'd go to just to go play against some good competition. And it was always fun just taking the bus trips and hanging out with those guys.
Love it. Talking with Liam Hicks here on the pregame show. Liam, you end up going to college at Arkansas State. What was your time like there, and what did you learn about yourself? Obviously, you know, that was the first period of time for you that you really started playing, you know, every day here and there, and rather than just limited time in the summer, or did you get a little bit of that in high school?
Well, JUCO first. I went to Mineral Area in Missouri, and I got to play every day there for 2 years, so that was a really good experience. And then Arkansas State, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I loved the team. I loved the coaches. It was really a good experience. My first year, I played like second base, and then that was the COVID year, so that ended. And then the next year, I caught, and that was my first kind of time getting some real catching instruction, catching every day. So it was really good. Obviously, it's a good conference, the Sun Belt. Got to play against some really good players, and I think it really helped me get ready for pro ball.
We'll cap off part one of this two-part interview with Liam Hicks here. Let's talk about the guy on the hill today. Obviously, you're not behind the bump, but Emiliano Teodo gets the ball today against Amarillo. He's been electric. He's got great pitches. What have you seen from him being behind the plate for him over the course of the season?
I think he's just gotten better every start. I think he's improved a ton. He's gaining confidence in his stuff. Obviously, it's electric stuff. Everyone knows that. So when he's really in the zone, he has a lot of success. But not even that. But he's getting better at being able to command his stuff in the zone. Throw to each side of the plate. Throw all three pitches. His changeup's been a huge development pitch and really changed who he is as a pitcher this year, because it opens up so many more opportunities with that sinker as well. So I'm really happy for him. He works really hard, so it's really cool to see it paying off.
That's Liam Hicks here on the pregame show. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll go ahead and get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field, let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups for this opening game in this six-game series between the Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds, who sit at first in the Texas League, and then the Frisco Rough Riders, the Rangers affiliate, who sit just a half game behind them. The winner of today's game will propel themselves into first place in the Texas League South. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Midland Rockhounds. They'll line up as follows. Cooper Bowman will lead things off. He's the second baseman. The shortstop, Jack Winkler, will bat second. In that three spot is the left fielder, Colby Thomas. In the cleanup spot is Shane McGuire. He's the first baseman today. Daniel Susak, the catcher, will bat fifth. Brennan Malone, the third baseman, in the sixth spot. Right behind Malone is the designated hitter today, Jason Rosario. In the eighth spot in the order is the center fielder, Denzel Clark. And rounding things out for the Midland Rockhounds is the right fielder, Caden Trinkle. So again, for the Rockhounds, Bowman, Winkler, Thomas, McGuire, Susak, Malone, Rosario, Clark, Trinkle. On the other side, for the Frisco Rough Riders, managed by Carlos Cardoza, Kellen Strom is back in the leadoff spot. He's the left fielder. Liam Hicks will bat second. He's the catcher today. The right fielder, Aaron Zavala, will bat third. In the cleanup spot is the third baseman, Cody Freeman. Josh Hatcher over at the one bag, he bats fifth. Abimelech Ortiz is the designated hitter today, batting sixth. Behind Ortiz, Caber Rodriguez, the second baseman in the seventh spot. Franier Chavez will play shortstop and bat eighth. Daniel Mateo will bat ninth for the Rough Riders. Game one of the six-game set coming right up on the other side.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
And it is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
From Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, we say good morning. The Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds, the top two teams in the Texas League, begin a six-game series from Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you as the Rough Riders do meet with Midland for the first time this season. It's Josh Steven, the South Grand Prairie High School native, and he is a guy who has pitched very well for the Rough Riders as of late, making a start against a team that he made his AA debut against, the Midland Rockhounds, the top team in the Texas League South, coming in at 25-14 on the year. Cooper Bowman, Jack Winkler, and Colby Thomas, the top three due up for these Rockhounds. 25-14 on the season. Their 67 run differential, and the positive side, is the best in all of AA. So it's Josh Steven on the mound for the Rough Riders, looking to get things started on a positive note for Frisco in this homestand. The Rough Riders coming off a series split against the Amarillo Sod Poodles, and the Rockhounds coming off a series win against the Springfield Cardinals 4-2. Cooper Bowman, the speedster, in from the right side, and we are set for baseball. Steven's first pitch of the game. Swinging a high pop-up, left side, foul ground, Freeman over. And near the warning track, he's there to make the catch. A one pitch, one down. That brings Jack Winkler to the plate. Winkler playing in his 39th game of the 40 for Midland so far this season. It's Kids Day, Education Day, presented by Collin College on an overcast day in Frisco. The offering in, and it's low and inside, one ball and no strikes. A whole lot of kids all around the ballpark enjoying today's festivities. The pitch rides inside, it's two balls and no strikes. It's 82 degrees and cloudy for this series opener. A pretty windy day as well in Frisco. 2-0 pitch. Off the outside corner away, three balls and no strikes.
18-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. 27-mile-an-hour gusts as well here in Frisco. 3-0 pitch. It's over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 3-1 on Winkler, the shortstop. Chris Presley Murphy has balls and strikes behind home plate today, our home plate umpire. Stevens 3-1. Swing and a miss. Byam with a fastball, and it's 3-2. All our two other umpires making up this three-man Texas League umpiring crew. Kyle Stutz at first, Jack Wasson at third. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball into shallow center field. Mateo got a late start, now jogs in a couple steps. He's under it, and he puts it away off to his left shoulder. Two outs in the first inning. Colby Thomas bats. Right-handed hitter, the number 12 prospect in this Rockhounds team in the A's organization. The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. The slider, that last pitch from Steven, is a very important one for him. He'll go with a 5-pitch mix. He rocks in the 0-1. Swinging a fly ball into right center field. Zavala cutting over into the alley. Mateo there as well. It's Zavala, the right fielder, who makes the grab. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Josh Steven in the first. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom half of the first inning next. Midland nothing. Rough Riders to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Left-hander James Gonzalez takes the hill for the Midland Rockhounds in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between Frisco and Midland, game one of this six-game series. Kellen Strom starts it for the Rough Riders, right-handed batter against the southpaw on the hill. The 23-year-old from the stretch, and he offers in the initial pitch. It's off the outside corner away. One ball and no strikes from the David Panama native. Gonzalez, 6'2", 257 pounds on the mound. He readies from the stretch in the 1-0. Just inside, two balls and no strikes. Only three starts in now with the official beginning of his third start into his AA career. 1-0 with a 5.79 ERA. In 9 1/3 innings, just 7 strikeouts to 4 walks. 2-0. Misses outside. 3 balls and no strikes. The biggest problem for him has been a ton of hits. He's allowed 15 hits in 9 1/3 innings, a .357 average against. 3-0 pitch. That's right down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 3-1. On the other side, you have Kellen Strom, who has had a wonderful season for the Rough Riders. Strom has had a wonderful on-base streak going. He's currently reached in 24 consecutive games. longest on the team this year, third longest in the Texas League this year. 3-1 offering. High and away, ball four, make it 25 in a row for Kellen Strong. Leadoff walk for the Rough Riders. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Here's Liam Hicks. Hicks, the catcher, hitting 242 on the year through 34 games and has been hitting very well as of late, riding a six-game hitting streak, hitting 391 over that stretch. Left-hander against left-hander. Strom leads from first. No score, bottom one. The pitch. A bunt down the third baseline. It's punched foul into the netting above the Riders' dugout. It's 0-1. This is a Rough Riders lineup that usually features a fair amount of left-handed batters. And normally you'd think for a left-hander in Gonzalez, that would be an advantage for him. He stretches, and the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball away. 0-2. Well, the left-hander, through his two starts in the Texas League, is actually fared the same against lefties and righties. Both lefties and righties hitting exactly .357 against him. Righties are 10 for 28, and lefties are half of that, 5 for 14. He readies here in the 0-2 pitch to Liam Hicks. Swinging a hard line drive right at first. McGuire spears it out of the air and tags the bag at first for the double play. Wow, just bad luck. Hit it hard on an 0-2 offering on a fastball top shelf. And Hicks hit it right at McGuire, who was holding on Strom at first for the double play.
And on the base path, Zach, you're taught as a base runner to just freeze. There's no opportunity there. Ripped off the bat. That was a double play no matter how you chop it up.
Strom did freeze. He was just in his secondary lead, so not much you can do. Here's Aaron Zavala. First pitch flutters across the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Gonzalez goes with a five-pitch mix. He'll go fastball, sinker, curveball, slider, and change. He readies and deals. Zavala watches away. We're even at 1-1. Defense behind Gonzalez in this scoreless bottom of the first with two outs. It's Colby Thomas in left, Enzo Clark in center, Caden Trinkle in right. Brennan Malone has third base today. 1-1 pitch. Zavala swings and misses and a nasty breaking ball away, and it's 1-2. Jack Winkler is the shortstop. Cooper Bowman at second. Shane McGuire at first. And Daniel Susak does the catching today. Gonzalez peers in. He's ahead 1-2, ready from the stretch. And the left-hander kicks home. It's high. Two balls and two strikes with a fastball. Gonzalez out of David, Panama, which is the home to Chooch Carlos Ruiz, longtime catcher for the Phillies. 2-2. Swing and a miss off the outside corner with the slider. He strikes out Zavala and gets a minimum faced first inning thanks to the double play. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top two, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
on this overcast but nonetheless very pleasant day. We have morning baseball between the Rockhounds and the Rough Riders. Happy you're with us. We're scoreless into the top of the second inning. Shane McGuire, Daniel Susak, and Brennan Malone. The three do up against Josh Steven in this second. We worked a 1-2-3 first, inducing a pop-out and two fly-outs. Right-hander works against the left-handed batting McGuire. Here's the wind back in the first pitch from Steven. That's on the outside corner for strike one. It's 0-1 on McGuire, who has been part of this Midland Rockhounds team for the last few years and has been a big part of it offensively this season. The pitch. That fades away, and it's one ball and one strike. Hitting a cleanup today, playing in just his 26th game, missing a little bit of time, but 14 runs driven in, and this is a Midland team that has been very good offensively. The pitch. And this is high, and it's two balls and one strike. This matchup, this series, is not only a matchup of the two best teams record-wise in the Texas League. The 2-1 toss. Swinging a line drive, lofted down the left field line, hooking foul and into the seats. 2-2. It's a matchup of arguably the best pitching team and the best hitting team in the Texas League this year. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, especially in May, have been a little bit polar opposites. Rough Riders are 11-5 in May. Rockhounds 11-6. The pick. The down low and inside, 3-2. The Rough Riders have the best ERA in the Texas League in May at 3.39. While Midland leads in a bunch of different offensive categories in the month. Batting average, OPS, runs per game. McGuire calls time in this full count pitch. Midland is averaging 7 runs a game. The pitch. Inside corner. Got him looking. Josh Steven picks up his first strikeout. One away in the second. Perfectly located fastball right on the inner edge. Daniel Susak, the catcher, now stands in. A 6'4" catcher. And number 5 overall prospect in the A's organization. Here's the wind back of the pitch. Off the plate away, one ball and no strikes. If you follow prospects and follow the A's organization, you might know that the number one prospect in the A's organization is Jacob Wilson, and he started with these Midland Rockhounds. 1-0 pitch. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. But he is no longer with them. He got promoted up to AAA back on May 8th, and he's currently on the injured list with a knee injury. 1-1. It dips low and away, and it's two balls and one strike. One out in the top of the second, no score, bases clear. Well, Jacob Wilson was undisputedly the best hitter in the Texas League before his promotion, as the offering is lofted into shallow right field, and that one dunks in. It's a single for Daniel Susak, the first hit for either side. Going the opposite way off the end of the bat on a slider off the outside corner. Susak has the single. Brennan Malone, the third baseman, stands in now. Jacob Wilson was so phenomenal with the Rockhounds before his promotion. Here's the stretch, and Steven deals home. Breaking ball, ground ball to third. Freeman's got it at the belt. Fires on to second for one. Rodriguez to first. Got him, double play. 5-4-3, and the Rough Riders are out of the second just like that. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Bottom two coming up. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right at the bottom of the second inning, Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Cody Freeman, Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz, middle third of the order due up against James Gonzalez. Gonzalez struck out one, got a double play behind him in the first. Cody Freeman has been on a tear at the plate for the Rough Riders. Digs in to lead off this second inning. Freeman was held hitless in the series finale against the Sod Poodles on Sunday. Rough Riders winning that series finale 3-2, but Freeman, even though he was held hitless, has still been really good recently. That snapped a 7-game hitting streak for him. Over his last 14 games, he's hitting .329. He stands in from the right side. Gonzalez ready from the stretch with nobody aboard in the first pitch of the second. The changeup on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders didn't enjoy the offensive renaissance that you might expect over the week in Amarillo. The 0-1. Swinging a drive, hit to right center field. Clark on the run. He's looking up, and it's off the base of the wall. Freeman coasted to second base. He's got himself another double. His team high, 11th of the season. Rough Riders' first hit comes in the second on the two-bagger for Cody Freeman. That ball was walloped at 103 miles an hour off the bat, off the base of the wall in center field, and Freeman going kind of to the opposite field. If you want to draw a line from home plate to the 409 sign in dead center, it was certainly in the right center field. And that is great power for Cody Freeman. And speaking of power, here's Josh Hatcher. Hatcher hitting .343, second best in the Texas League among qualifiers. Freeman leads from second, and the offering in. Strike in the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. Hatcher has consistently been the best offensive bat for the Rough Riders. The 0-1. High and outside. One ball and one strike. And he's especially been big in these kind of situations. He's fourth in the Texas League, hitting .385 with runners in scoring position. So a runner at second. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a nasty breaking ball away in the dirt. Looked foolish on that swing, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders did not do well with runners in scoring position in that finale against Amarillo. 0-11. With a runner at second, third, or both, but they did win the game 3-2, in part thanks to a homer from Hatcher. 1-2 toss. He swings and punches it foul at a play to the left side, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders, even with going 0-11, are still second in the Texas League this season, hitting .285 with runners in scoring position. Here are the fans getting loud, the kids here on this Kids Day. 1-2. Low and outside of the dirt. Susak blocks. Two balls, two strikes on Hatcher. That's been a big part of the Rough Riders' offensive productiveness this season is situational hitting. Not necessarily the great overall numbers, but doing it when it matters. Gonzalez ready from the stretch. Piers back at second. Freeman dances off the pitch. Low and outside. We've run full at three balls and two strikes. Strong start to this one for the Rough Riders in terms of hitting it hard against Gonzalez. Liam Hicks lined into that double play in the first, but he hammered that ball. Payoff pitch. Freeman takes off for third. Swing and a miss. Throw down to third. Not in time. So Hatcher strikes out. Freeman swipes his fifth bag in his mini attempt. And the Rough Riders have the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Feel like Ortiz bats now. One out, runner at third. Anything in the air should be able to get Freeman home into the outfield. First pitch. Ortiz swings, grounds it softly onto the right side. McGuire's got it at first. Flips to the covering Gonzalez. He beats Ortiz, but Freeman does come in to score, and the Rough Riders take a 1-0 lead. RBI ground out for Abimelech Ortiz. Good situational hitting. Freeman able to score easily, and here's Caber Rodriguez. Rodriguez in from the right side. Left-hander's pitch. Breaking ball flicks across the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Talk about hot hitters. Caber Rodriguez fits that bill perfectly. He went 0-for-2 with a hit-by-pitch and a walk in the finale in Amarillo, but that snapped a string of five multi-hit games in a row. The pitch hums high and tight, and it's one ball and one strike. Rodriguez over his last six games, including that 0-for-2, hitting exactly .500, 12-for-24, with four doubles, a triple, and a homer. The pitch. That one's looped down the left field line, eyes for the corner, it's down, and keeps on rolling. Rodriguez around first. He eases into second with the Rough Riders' second double of the inning. Caber Rodriguez already his fifth double in just his 14th game this season. He continues to see the ball well. That time a changeup on the lower edge outside corner. Just able to hook it down the left field line. Now Freiner Chavez. More runners in scoring position. First pitch is high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Chavez playing in his 34th game this year out of the Rough Riders' 39. He's been a mainstay in the Frisco order. The pitch, chopped on the ground to short, two hops right to Winkler. He's got it chest high, slings it onto first and gets Chavez side retired. Rough Riders do get a run, though, on two hits, no errors and a runner left on. We're into the top of the third inning next. Rough Riders 1 and Rockhounds nothing. Luke Manley on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Top of the third inning here alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Maley. It's Jason Rosario digging in against Josh Steven. Steven's faced the minimum through two frames. His first offering home to the lefty is fouled back to the screen. 0-1. Came with a fastball in the lower third of the strike zone. Rosario is hitting .290 across 10 games in May, including hits in four straight. He's reached base safely in his last five games. The second offering runs down and inside to the lefty. Rosario was a late addition to this lineup today, sliding in as the designated hitter in the seventh spot in this order for the Rockhounds. Riders leading 1-0. Here's the 1-1. Missed upstairs with that slider. Steven ready. He rocks and deals. Went back to it. Called a strike this time. Steven gets his sign. He's ready to go. The 2-2 is laced into left center field. Back goes the shortstop, Chavez. It's over his head and dunks in for a base hit. A leadoff man aboard for Midland for the first time today. That brings up Denzel Clark. Denzel Clark, the top-ranked prospect on this team, number three amongst the Athletics organization. Jacob Wilson was the number one prospect on the team just a couple of weeks ago before being promoted, headed to AAA. The pitch missed inside to the right-handed hitter, a fastball at 93. Rosario stands at first base after the leadoff single. Steven working from the stretch. Kicks the left leg, comes home. Slider called a strike. Pitching with a lead for the first time today here in the top of the third. Rough Riders got a run in the bottom of the second. On a ground out by Abimelech Ortiz. The pitch. Ran inside again with the slider. And Steven falls behind, two balls and a strike. Denzel Clark was a fourth-round draft pick by the Oakland Athletics back in 2021 at Cal State Northridge. Steven picks over to first, and Rosario is back in safely with a dive. Clark has some ties to big leaguers. He's the cousin of Josh Naylor, Bo Naylor, and Miles Naylor. Right-hander kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Evens things at two balls and two strikes. Clark, the center fielder here today. Originally from Toronto. Time call. Clark granted it from the home plate umpire today, Chris Presley Murphy. Now Steven ready. Riders playing the right-handed hitter to pull. Second baseman Rodriguez shadowed towards the bag at second. And he missed upstairs. Full count. Fastball just a bit upstairs. Denzel Clark on the year hitting just a tick below 200. But he's raised that a bit in this month, hitting .240 over the course of May. Runner goes, the pitch home, skips in, it's ball four. Back-to-back have reached against Josh Steven for the first time today. Single by Jason Rosario, he was running on the pitch. And it's two aboard with nobody out. Brings up Caden Trenkel, the right fielder today. He'll bat from the left side. Thank you. Trankel called for a delay of game. It's 0-1. Pitch clock violation on the hitter. Without throwing a pitch, Josh Steven hops ahead. The pitch caught the outer edge. Back to the slider. That's 0-2 with just one pitch being thrown. Trankel, originally from Hillsboro, Texas, played his college ball at Oklahoma State and was selected in the ninth round in 2022 by Oakland. He finds himself behind 0-2 with two aboard the base paths. The pitch, swinging a soft fly ball into center field. Mateo giving chase, and he made the grab. He'll flip to second, and it gets by Rodriguez. Luckily, Josh Steven there to back things up. That keeps the runners put at their respective bases. Mateo covered a lot of ground on that. Carlos Cardoza considers him to be one of the best defensive players in this Rangers organization. He's got plus speed. Got a good read on that one. Came in and picked up out number one. Top of the card for the second time through against Josh Steven. It's Cooper Bowman, who fouled out to the third baseman Cody Freeman his last time. The first offering is called a strike. Fastball at 93, just clipped the inner edge. Cooper Bowman finished the month of April 0-18 over his last six games in the month. But ever since, he's hit in 16 straight, going 24-67 now over that span. The pitch. He laces this one the other way. It's down for a hit. Here comes Rosario around third. He's getting the wave to the plate. The throw will go to third. One run in, and Cody Freeman able to knock it down. But that allows Bowman to go from first to second. And this ball game is tied. An RBI single for Cooper Bowman, and he's hit in 17 straight now. Picks up another RBI and moves up to second. It's second and third. Rosario scored from second on the play. Clark all the way to third. Jack Winkler will dig in. Liam Hicks wants to talk something over with the right-hander on the hill, as well as the rest of the Rough Riders infield. They gather on the back of the mound. Jack Winkler, who flew out to center field his last time up, will dig in with two in scoring position and just one away here in a tied 1-1 ball game in the top of the third. First, Presley Murphy, the home plate umpire, heads out to the hill. He'll break things up. This is a Midland Rockhounds team that offensively has been phenomenal over the course of this entire season. They lead in a myriad of categories. And they've had some power as well. They lead in hits. They lead in total runs scored. They're first in OPS. Jack Winkler digs in. The right-hander ready. Hatcher playing the right-hander to pull over at the one bag. The pitch. Called a strike. A fastball at 91. Still runners at second and third with one gone. The shortstop hitting from the right side. Right-hander kicks and fires. And he fouls it back to the screen. 0-2. And in the top of the second inning, a 5-4-3 double play ended the frame. Brennan Malone was the one that hit it, and I believe he was ejected after arguing that call. It's the pitch from Steven, runs down and away, slider. He's still a ways away to hit in this frame. Slated in the sixth spot in this order, we're here at the second spot. The 1-2. Swing and a tapper left side. Past the diving Cody Freeman at third base. It'll run all the way to left field. One run home. The second on its way. No throw to be made. A two-run single for Jack Winkler. And it's 3-1 Rockhounds here in the top of the third. Denzel Clark scored easily, as did Cooper Bowman behind him. Now Winkler stands at first base with one away. Here's Colby Thomas, the left fielder. He flew out to right his last time up. The first offering to Thomas is ripped to deep left field. Back goes Strom. You can forget it. A two-run bomb over the in-touch home run terrace. It's 5-1 Midland. Three consecutive hits the second time through from the top of this Midland order. And they've got a five spot here in the top of the third.
Well, that's what Thomas is known for, is that power. His 11th home run of the season now. And a guy who was threatening for a chance at the NCAA home run crown when he was in Mercer before an injury ended his season early. But that guy has some serious pop.
Yeah, now above the 30 RBI mark on the year as well. McGuire waves and misses at the first pitch. Chased down in the strike zone from the right-hander. Left-handed hitter awaits. The 0-1 is called a strike. Caught the outer edge with the slider. It's 0-2 on the Midland first baseman. Shane McGuire hitting just below 260 as he watches the pitch a bit outside from the 22-year-old righty from DeSoto, Texas, and Josh Steven. Ball and two strikes with one away. Already five runs across in the frame, and this one popped up. It'll work its way out of play behind home plate. Shane McGuire, the first baseman here today, he's listed as a catcher on the year. Likely to see him behind the dish over the course of this six-game set that runs through Sunday. The 1-2. Swinging a pop-up left side towards the third baseman, Cody Freeman. He ranges into the outfield and camps under it to make the play. Two gone in this top of the third inning. That brings up the Athletics' number five-ranked prospect, Daniel Susek. Susak was a first rounder in 2022 out of Arizona. Righty kicks and fires, and he shoots it the other way, but it'll tail into the seats down the right field line. Susak's still just 23 years old. 6'4" frame. Originally from Roseville, California. The pitch. Check swing, and they appeal to first. Kyle Stutz says yes, he did. And it's 0-2. Fastball a bit in on the hands on the right-handed hitting catcher today. He checked his swing but wasn't able to hold it up. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Stevens out of the inning. It was a tough one. Midland put up five runs in the frame against Josh Steven. He caps it off with a strikeout. We turn the card. Bottom of the third coming up. Rough Riders trailing 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health
is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Manley with you alongside Zach Bigley. Daniel Mateo at the bottom of the order for the Rough Riders. The last to face the left-hander, James Gonzalez, in the first pitch he sees is taken called a strike. A couple of defensive substitutions after Malone was ejected. The second baseman, Bowman, shifts over to third, and Valenzuela enters the game at second base. The pitch, swinging a tapper back this way, and it's out of play. 0-2. Mateo hit his first career double-A homer in the series last week against Amarillo. He had himself a pretty good series at the dish. Didn't rack up all the hits, but he continuously hit the ball hard. Needs to keep doing that, the hits will come. Left-hander readies, the 0-2. Skips in, it's ball one. Went to the breaking ball. Lost it downstairs. Mateo enters today hitting 203. Guy that when he finds a way aboard the base path, scores a ton of runs. The pitch, swing and a miss, chase the breaking ball outside, or rather the changeup from the lefty. And there's one gone. Top of the order for the second time through against James Gonzalez. Gonzalez making his third start here for the Midland Rockhounds this year. The lefty kicks and fires to Kellen Strom. Misses downstairs. 1-0. Strom reached on a walk in the first inning. Extended his on-base streak to 25 consecutive games. He bats from the right side, the 1-0. Swing and a line drive towards the shortstop, and Winkler's there to haul it in. A line out. That time 1-0-3 off the bat for Kellen Strom. But nothing to show for it. Two away in this home half of the third inning. Rough Riders trailing 5-1. They jumped ahead in the second. And then the top of the third brought five runs against Josh Steven. That's where we stand right now. Here's Liam Hicks with two gone. The pitch just missed outside. A fastball to the left-handed hitter. Brought the lefty up. The Rockhounds play Hicksy to pull. Shortstop Winkler is shadowed behind the bat. The pitch. Breaking ball called a strike. Evens things at 1-1. Hicksy lined into a double play his last time up. On a ball hit really well. The pitch. Missed outside. 2-1. Advantage goes to the Rough Riders catcher, who had a really slow start to the month, but has turned it on. Six-game hitting streak coming into today. The pitch. Missed downstairs this time. 3-1. Aaron Zavala stands on deck. Left-hander set. Glove at the chest and delivers. Swing and a drive into right center field. That one's headed for the alley. It's a base hit. Hicks will take a wide turn at first. He'll shut things down there. A two-out single for Liam Hicks, and the Riders are in business. Another lefty steps in at the dish. Aaron Zavala, the right fielder today, with Cody Freeman on deck. Zavala has himself four multi-hit games in the month of May. Waits the pitch from the lefty. It skips in. Ball one. Fastball downstairs. With a base hit, Liam Hicks extends his hitting streak to 7 games. Zavala coming off a series in Amarillo where he went 5 for 22. Lefty kicks and fires. Swinging the tapper right side and on the foul side of things. Fastball at the bottom of the strike zone. Zavala put a good swing on it. It's just on the foul side. Good crowd on hand today for Education Day. Tuesday day game. Lefty kicks and fires. This one hit high in the air, back to left. Thomas racing back. He's in front of the track and makes the grab. And it comes to a close. No runs on one hit. No errors in the frame for the Midland defensively. And the Riders leave one. It was Liam Hicks aboard the base pass. 3 in the books from Riders Field. We head to the top of the 4th inning. Riders trailing 5-1 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Back at Riders Field, Josh Stephen is on the hill. Josh Hatcher does have some pitching experience over the course of his career, not at the professional level, but originally Hatcher, who stands over at the one bag, did pitch his freshman season at Mississippi State. Here's Saheed Valenzuela, the second baseman. Misses upstairs with the first pitch. It's 1-0 to the left-handed hitting Valenzuela. It's the sixth spot in the order that was previously occupied by Brennan Malone, who was ejected in the second inning. This one tapped on the right side. Hatcher over there has it. He flips to Steven. It's a race to the pillow that the right-handed hurler will win. There's one away. Jason Rosario steps in. He led off the third inning with a base hit. That was a 5-run inning for Midland, who leads this ball game 5-1. He'll bat with one away here in the top of the 4th inning. 5 runs on 5 hits for Midland. 1 run on 3 hits for the Rough Riders. The pitch called a strike. Looked like the cutter. The 0-1. Swinging a foul ball back to the screen. It's 0-2. Winner of this series will secure themselves at the top of the Texas League South. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Steven blew the fastball, elevated by him. And it's the third strikeout of the day for the right-hander. Two gone here in the top of the fourth. Denzel Clark will dig in. He walked his first time up and came around to score. Digs in from the right side. The pitch taken, missed upstairs. Another fastball from the right-hander. Stephen readies the pitch. Called a strike. Went back to the fastball and found the top of the zone. Even things at 1-1. The pitch, swing and a dribbler off to the right side. Works its way back to the backstop. And it's 1-2. Right-hander readies. He rocks. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Josh Stephen. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base with a pair of strikeouts for the right-hander. We head to the home half of the fourth inning. Riders trailing 5-1 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fourth inning, it's Cody Freeman to lead things off. James Gonzalez, the left-hander, has been good through three innings. Freeman doubled against him his last time up, and then came around to score the Riders' only run. The pitch missed a bit inside. Cody Freeman had himself another good series against Amarillo. Went 8-for-22. Did snap a 7-game hitting streak on Sunday, going 0-for-4. Pitch home. Swing and a line drive into left. It'll bounce in. A base hit. It's another multi-hit game for Cody Freeman. The Riders have the leadoff man aboard for the third time in four innings against the Midland left-hander. Josh Hatcher will dig in. Hatcher struck out his first time up, now hitting .339 on the year. The pitch, taken, it missed just a bit outside with a fastball. Abimelech Ortiz stands on deck. Hatcher played in 5 of the 6 games in Amarillo this past week. The pitch, swing, and a foul ball just got over the net. It finds its way into this crowd here. Pretty good crowd on hand for the Rough Riders. Education Day today presented by Collin College. 1-1 count, lefty-on-lefty matchup. Freeman gets his lead over at the first base bag. Lefty kicks and delivers home. It's slapped on the left side and works its way into the concourse. 1-2. Fastball at 92, and Hatcher was a bit late on it. Another two-strike count for the Rough Riders' best hitter over the course of this season. Lefty peers in. He looks to first. He's ready to go. The pitch home. Skips by the catcher, Susak, and Freeman heads up to second base. A wild pitch. Missed way downstairs, and the double play no longer in order. Even count for Josh Hatcher at 2-2. Cody Freeman yet again in scoring position. Hatcher awaits the 2-2. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chased it, a pitch down and away. And he's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Fourth strikeout of the day for the left-hander James Gonzalez. And his 34th of the season. Abby Ortiz digs in. He grounded out his last time up, but picked up the lone RBI. Driving in Cody Freeman as that one, wow. Ortiz took the pitch, and the catcher, Susak, tried to fire down to second behind Cody Freeman and drilled James Gonzalez, who appears to be okay. Now that's a rarity. Gonzalez was off to the right side of the mound, and it just hammered him.
Well, he tried to jump out of the way and jumped into it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the most athletic-looking thing in the world, but it caught him in the hip. Kind of a meaty part, so he's just laughing more than anything. Ego hurt.
He's behind 1-0 to the left-handed hitting Ortiz. The pitch taken, call it a strike. Fastball at 92, just clipped the outer edge. Abby Ortiz this year has struggled a bit against left-handed hitting. 1-1. Freeman at second, the pitch. Swing and a pop-up left side works its way out of play. But Ortiz now has to shorten up. He'll adjust the batting gloves. Step out of the box. Wind blowing out to left today here at Riders Field. A pretty consistent wind. Ortiz swivels the bat. Gonzalez ready to go. Set at the chest. He looks to second. Freeman not fooled. Gonzalez just passed the 50 pitch mark here in the home half of the fourth. Lefty readies. The 1-2 to Ortiz. Swinging a drive into deep right center field. Long run for Clark. It will be caught in front of the wall, and Freeman has to trot all the way back to second. Boy, oh boy, Abby Ortiz hit it hard. 372, but just chose a piece of the ballpark a bit too deep. A long flyout, hit 98 miles an hour off the bat, and for a guy who's been in a bit of a slump to hit a ball that hard and then come up unlucky. It was a tremendous play by Clark in center field. Raced all the way into the right center field alleyway. Made the play on the warning track.
The crazy thing is, Ortiz was jammed on that a little bit, still hit it that hard, and got it all the way to the warning track.
Unreal. Here's Caber Rodriguez. He takes the first offering upstairs. A fastball. It's 1-0.
It's still a really good sign to see. He's hitting just 133 against lefties this season, and so to put that good of a swing on a ball, and even though it ends up being an out, still a good at-bat.
No doubt about it. Second offering to Rodriguez is laced right at the shortstop, and Winkler hauls it in, side retired. Couple of hard-hit balls in the inning. That one again off the bat at 98 miles an hour, but Caber Rodriguez lines out to the shortstop. No runs on one hit, no errors. Cody Freeman was stranded at second base. Four in the books. We head to the top of the fifth. Riders trailing 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run.
In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro Night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch, as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6.05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Josh, Steven Mack out there for the top of the fifth inning. Zach Bigley returns for the play-by-play.
All right, thanks, Luke. Yep, top of the fifth, 5-1 Midland. Nienhoyt and Caden Trinkle to the plate. The first pitch is grounded foul to the right side. It's 0-1. It's been a very interesting afternoon/morning for Josh Steven. He's working on 58 pitches now. His first, second, and fourth innings, as he winds here in the 0-1, is just outside, and it's now one ball and one strike. He threw a combined 29 pitches in those three innings. He threw 28 alone in the third, but he's still in pretty good shape with that pitch count, the 1-1. And that misses just high and inside with a fastball barely missing, and it's two balls and one strike on Trinkle, who flied out to center back in the third. He's 0-1. Steven rocks back at the 2-1. So we're going to foul at the plate. It's 2-2. So if you look at the afternoon and morning that he's had, it's hard to call it a grand success because of the five runs that he's allowed, but a very similar outing to his last start in Amarillo, albeit only one home run allowed instead of the three that he surrendered in Hodgetown. 2-2. Got him looking. Bottom of the zone with a slider for strike three. Caden Trinkle down on strikes. Five Ks for Steven, including three in a row here in the bottom third of the order. One out of the top of the fifth inning for Cooper Bowman now. 5-1, Midland out in front. Steven went six innings, a season high against Amarillo in that last start, but allowed five runs on seven hits. First toss fits on the upper edge outside corner with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1 to Bowman, who's 1-for-2 today with an RBI single and a run scored. Steven rocks back and deals. And that one finds the zone again, right down the heart of the plate with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-2. Steven has been very good at times this season, especially since really finding his slider in his last two starts. He said he changed some things with his arm motion and the angle in which he throws, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a high fastball, and it's four consecutive strikeouts. Six on the day for Josh Steven. Two down now in the fifth inning, and Jack Winkler bats. He's 1-for-2 with a two-run single himself. 5-1, Midland leads. Top of the fifth. Six Ks for Steven. One off a season high. He struck out seven against Corpus. The pitch. That's a strike on the upper edge outside corner, and it's 0-1, and he continues to attack hitters in this fifth. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another top-shelf fastball, 0-2. You have to like what you see out of Josh Steven today, outside of a tough third. Entering into this game, he's been really good when getting ahead on hitters. He rocks back here in the 0-2. Fouled away right side, and it's still one ball, making no balls and two strikes. Steven coming into today's start, in four starts had allowed 22 hits, 10 of them on the first pitch. He's allowed first pitch hits today to Kobe Thomas and Cooper Bowman. The Thomas hit was a home run. Still ahead 0-2 on Winkler. He fires. Swinging a chopper to the left side. Freeman's got it. The third baseman spears to his left. Throws him out at first. And the inning comes to a close.
Six strikeouts through five innings for Josh Steven in a 1-2-3 fifth. He's retired eight in a row. Riders still trail 5-1. Bottom five next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Josh Steven's done a good job to battle through five innings today. Rough Riders do trail 5-1, though, to the Midland Rockhounds in this series opener. 8-9-1 due up for the Rough Riders in the fifth against James Gonzalez. The left-hander fires home to Chavez. Swinging a line shot in the left center field. It's down into the alley. Thomas cuts it off and slings it back in, but Freiner Chavez has himself a leadoff single here in the fifth inning. Solid smash by Chavi. Picks up a right-handed base hit. That's always good to see. Guy who is considerably more a left-handed hitter now as a switch hitter because of how many right-handers the Rough Riders have faced this year as opposed to lefties. There's Daniel Mateo and the offering in. Swinging a line drive over second base. It's into right center. Down for a hit. Chavez turns second. He's on his way to third. The throw to second. Mateo slides in, and he's out. Trying to stretch it to a double, and he's out at second base. Chavez is in at third. Oh, that's tough for Daniel Mateo, just trying to be aggressive and going for second base. But Rough Riders down by four runs. They need base runners. There's out number one here in the fifth. You understand it. It's just tough to see. Denzel Clark, the center fielder, able to throw him out. Trying to stretch the single into a double. So runner at third, Kellen Strom due up, one out, bottom of the fifth inning. Gonzalez offers. Swinging a line drive into center. That drops in a base hit. Chavez in to score from third, and the Rough Riders back on the board. They now trail 5-2. Strom with the RBI knock. His first hit today after walking in the first and lining out to short in the third. More of a run scoring kind of player than a run batted in kind of player as Strom has hit majority leadoff this year. He picks up his 13th RBI and now 36 games played. He's now hit safely in four in a row, and Liam Hicks, the owner of a seven-game hitting streak, stands in now. The pitch. Outside, one ball and no strikes. 5-2, Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds, trying to chip away at the four-run deficit coming into this inning. Strom leads from first in the 1-0 pitch to Hicks. Inside, two balls and no strikes. Three straight batters swung at the first pitch, and now Gonzalez finds himself behind 2-0 to Hicksie. Left-hander peers over at first. He kicks in. Swinging a grounder foul right side off the dugout facing of the Midland Rockhounds dug out of the first base side of the ballpark, and it's 2-1. Gonzalez has struck out 4 today through 4 innings. That has been really his MO over the course of his career. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. Something that's eluded him a little bit in his first two starts here at the AA level. His last start last week against Springfield, he struck out just 2 over 5 innings. His 135 strikeouts last season led all Oakland A's farmhands. Throw goes over to first base, chasing Strom back in on his feet. Good hitter's count for Liam Hicks. Pull side shift on the Riders infield. Here's the 3-1. Strom takes off, pitches high, throw down to second, not in time. Kellen Strom with the steal. It's his 7th steal in his many attempts this year. It was actually called a strike at the plate. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Hicks. A 3-2 with Zavala on deck. One down, one in this bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Swinging a little fly ball poked into shallow center field. And so Clark coming in, he's got it measured and makes the grab. Fly ball out to center field. Two away, Strom remains at second for Zavala. Thank you. 5-2, Rough Riders trail, last of the fifth. Zavala, a strikeout and a flyout in his two trips today, 0 for 2. Gonzalez awaits and fires. Swinging a hot grounder on the right side of the infield, right to Valenzuela at second. He gobbles it up and throws him out, side retired. Well, the Rough Riders, though, get a run on 3 hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top of the sixth inning next, 5-2, Rough Riders trail on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
And at the top of the sixth inning, it's 5-2, Midland out in front of Frisco in this series opener. 3-4-5 due up for the Rockhounds against Josh Steven, back out for his sixth inning of work. First pitch to Colby Thomas. He watches a fastball, letter high outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. All right, we're into the top of the sixth inning, meaning it's time for trivia.
Let's do it.
Well, afternoon trivia for you, just past noon. The 0-1. Swinging a high drive out to left field, down into the corner, Strom back at the warning track. He's got room and makes the catch with his back against the wall for the first down of the sixth inning. 5-2, Rough Riders trail. All right, so if you're new here, we tie it into this day in baseball history. It was on this date back in 2012 that Mike Leake, the pitcher,
in his first career homer. You might already know the fun fact about Mike Leake if you're a serious baseball follower like Luke is. Do you know what Mike Leake is known for? That's what
I don't know.
Part of today's trivia. The pitch is rifled to the right side, right at Josh Hatcher, the first baseman who collects, pirouettes, tosses to the pitcher Josh Steven covering the bag at first, and he gets him for the second out. Two quick outs on three pitches here in the sixth, and Daniel Susak bats. Mike Leake is known from getting drafted out of Arizona State and going directly to the big leagues, not playing any games in the minors. Okay. So that is our trivia question today. Can you name any of the last eight players to get drafted and go directly to the major leagues? Mike Leake did it in the early 2000s.
I don't know if he appeared in a minor league game or not.
The pitch, it's outside, 1-0.
But Brandon Finnegan?
Brandon Finnegan does not count. He did appear in a minor league game.
I wasn't sure if he did. I know he made it to the big leagues in his first year.
This is tough. So there's one player did it in 2020. Pitch is high and outside, 2-0. For the White Sox. Hmm. 2-0. On the inside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. He is currently in their rotation.
Garrett Crochet?
Garrett Crochet, okay. Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So as a reliever out of the University of Tennessee, the 2-1 is fouled back in Hicks's glove and out of it. It's 2-2. The next player, we're looking at the year 2000.
Wow, it's been that long.
Yeah.
That's insane.
There's a reason why it's not very common. It's because a lot of these guys don't go on to have insane success in their careers. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball through the right side. And into right field, a base hit for Susak going the opposite way, his second hit today. Two aboard, or making one aboard, two out here in the top of the sixth inning. It's 5-2. Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds. There's Saheed Valenzuela, switch hitter from the left side.
2000.
University of California, Berkeley.
Okay.
Debuted with the Padres in 2000 for just one at-bat.
That was it.
And then ended up coming up 3 years later.
I was like, if this person got one at-bat in their career, Zach, I've got no shot.
You definitely know this player.
Okay.
Played from 2000 to 2014, mostly for the Padres. John Goble comes out and has a chat with Josh Steven as we start to see some action with Andy Rodriguez in the left field bullpen for the Rough Riders. Looking for players who went directly from the draft to the big leagues.
Position player?
Position player.
Evidently, because of an at-bat.
Second rounder. His name starts with an X, if that's a big hint for you.
Interesting. I don't have it. Give it to me.
Xavier Nady.
Okay. Know the name. Never would have guessed it.
It's a tough one. Next one you're not going to get, 1995, Ariel Prieto.
I would not have.
Another tough one in 1993 you're probably not going to get.
Let's hear it.
Darren Dryfort?
No.
Okay. There were two in 1989 that you definitely know.
Okay.
One pitcher, one hitter. First pitch to Saheed Valenzuela. It catches the corner. Backdoor slider, 0-1. Well, that was the cutter, rather.
What? You said a pitcher and a hitter.
Yeah.
89.
You want me to tell you their colleges? Does that help at all?
I don't know, about 89. But
the 0-1, low and outside, it's 1-1. University of Michigan for the pitcher, and the position player was a talented two-way player at Washington State.
Okay.
He actually has an award named after him in college baseball now.
John Olerud?
John Olerud. Okay. Best two-way player every year wins the John Olerud Award in college baseball.
That makes sense.
The 1-1. Swinging a bounding ball to first. Hatcher leaves his feet. He spears it out of the air and touches the bag for the final out of the inning. Nicely done for Josh Steven. He works through six innings on this day baseball game and finishes it out with a pretty clean sixth inning, only surrendering a hit. 5-2, Riders trail the Rockhounds, bottom six next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Into the last of the sixth inning, Cody Freeman starts it for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 5-2. James Gonzalez still out there for Midland. Freeman 2-for-2 with a double and a single today. He's hit the ball hard a couple of times. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. We'll finish up trivia very quickly in this last of the sixth. We're looking for players who went directly from the draft to Major League Baseball in Major League history. Gonzalez fires home and fits it just outside, 1-0. 1989, two players did it. Got John Olerud. We're looking for a pitcher out of the University of Michigan.
I got nothing. I want to focus on this Hall of Famer. At the break, you told me there was one Hall of Famer.
One Hall of Famer has done it. The 1-0. A breaking ball for a strike. Inside corner, 1-1. Want me to tell you the pitcher then?
Yeah, who was out of Michigan?
Jim Abbott.
Okay.
The last player to do it for the Rangers, by the way, 1989, or 85, I should say. Pete Incaviglia.
Okay.
Who set the all-time NCAA home run record with 48 home runs in one season for Oklahoma State. The pitch is a check swing, and he didn't go around on a pitch down and in. 2-1. And you're right, one Hall of Famer has done it, as we talked about during the break. The pitch, down and in, 3-1.
What year was the Hall of Famer?
Let's see, I'll have to look it up. It was a while ago.
Oh, boy.
You definitely know this name, though.
Okay. Pitcher or hitter?
He was a hitter. 1973 is when he was drafted, as the offering is rifled foul down the left field line. 3-2. This player was known for being very tall.
Very tall. Hall of Famer.
Drafted out of the University of Minnesota. Payoff pitch. Freeman chops it foul left side. 3-2.
Is it Dave Winfield?
It's Dave Winfield.
Okay, wow. I honestly did not know that he did that.
Yeah.
Huh.
First player ever to be drafted by four different leagues. In three different sports. 3-2. Breaking ball, high and away, ball four. Freeman walks. He's reached all three times at the plate today. Leadoff walk for the Rough Riders in the sixth inning, trailing 5-2, and Josh Hatcher takes his turn. Good job, Luke.
I don't know about all that. We got through it.
Time called, and the pitching coach, Paul Abbott, makes his way out to the mound, and we'll chat things over with Gonzalez. Paul Abbott himself didn't go directly to the big leagues after getting drafted. He spent 6 years in the minors before making his major league debut.
originally a Minnesota Twin back in 1990, and had some good success with the Seattle Mariners during the late 1990s and into the early 2000s. Abbott had an 11-year major league career. A quick chat with Gonzalez, who's working on 71 pitches. There is action out in the Midland bullpen down the right field line. The pitch is chopped down the first baseline and foul, and it's 0-1. Chase Cohen, longtime Midland Rockhound, is warming up in the bullpen. I feel like we've seen Cohen for the last 6 or 7 years in Midland. In reality, it's his fourth straight year with the Rockhounds. The 0-1. Hatcher swings, chops it to the right side. McGuire's got it at first. Throws down to second for one. The return throw to first is in time. It's a 3-6-3 double play. And just like that, there are two outs and the bases are clear. Really nice play by McGuire. Had to get rid of it quickly down to second base and then immediately turn and sprint back to the bag. He was just able to get there and receive the throw. Here's Abimelech Ortiz now. Bags clear. Riders trailing 5-2. Last of the sixth inning. Gonzalez from the stretch. He lets it go. And he catches the inside corner. A strike. It's 0-1. Ortiz flying out to the warning track in right center back in the fourth inning. The 0-1. He swings and misses on a breaking ball away. And it's 0-2. Ortiz calls time and steps out. For Ortiz, it's been a bit of a struggle against left-handers this year. Really struggling recently as well, trying to go deep in counts. He hasn't walked in the last 20 games. The 0-2 misses outside. One ball and two strikes. Two good at-bats today, though, grounding out to produce the Rough Riders' first run in the second and flying out of the warning track. 1-2. He swings and misses at a breaking ball here for strike three off the outside corner, and that ends the sixth inning. Fifth strikeout for Gonzalez. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Top seven next. Rough Riders down 5-2. Luke Maley takes the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner. Cacique Foods, the nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa, is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Andy Rodriguez is on for the top of the seventh inning for the Rough Riders. The right-hander on the hill. Now he comes on for Josh Steven, who went six innings today, surrendering six hits, five earned runs, with one walk and six strikeouts. For Josh Steven, if you take away the third inning, he didn't allow any runs outside that third inning, and he only faced one over the minimum. That came with a two-out single in the sixth. His last frame of work. But it was an eight-batter,
5-run, 4-hit inning in the third against him that has propelled Midland out in front of the Rough Riders. 5-2 here in the top of the seventh. Andy Rodriguez working against the left-handed hitting Jason Rosario. First offering from Andy Rod. Misses out. Oh, wow, caught the corner. I was premature. 93 with the fastball from Rodriguez. Second offering. Misses up and away. Rodriguez attacking. Fastball, cutter, slider, changeup mix. He rocks the 1-1. Taken just off the outer edge to the left-handed hitter. Fastball. Right-hander rocks. The 2-1. Called a strike right over the heart of the plate. 2-2 on Rosario. Rosario struck out his last time up. That was against Josh Steven. And then a single in the third. Pitch fouled back to the screen. That was the slider from Rodriguez. Rodriguez, a 25-year-old from Cuba. Picked up his first save back on May 2nd. A 6-out save. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Rosario. And there's one gone here in the seventh. Good start. Number 30 on the hill, Andy Rodriguez. Denzel Clark digs in. He's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout, but walked in that third inning and was one of the five runners to score. He watches the first offering upstairs at 93. 1-0. Clark, the center fielder today. The pitch, swinging a drive into center field. Mateo ranging back. He's camped under it. Has it measured and reaches skyward for out number two. Fly out to center field. Off the bat of Denzel Clark. And in steps Trenkle, the bottom of the card for Midland, I should say. Top of the order looms against Andy Rodriguez. There's two away and the base is empty. Midland leading 5-2 in the top of the seventh. Rodriguez kicks and fires. And he missed a bit inside to the left-handed hitting Trenkle. Trenkle, the right fielder today, is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a flyout to center. The pitch runs outside, a bit upstairs this time. Two balls and no strike. Righty, ready. The pitch. Caught the zone. Bottom third with a fastball. Rodriguez on the board at 2-1. The pitch. Ran a bit inside this time. Three balls and a strike. Rodriguez a 1-0 record on the year with a 2.79 ERA. The pitch, 3-1, is tapped on the ground right side, but foul. And it's a full count in the right-on-left matchup. Rodriguez in four starts here in the month. Has gone 7 1/3 innings. The pitch, taken, called strike three. Got him looking. Fastball just caught the bottom of the zone. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Andy Rodriguez, his first inning of work today. He gets a pair of punch-outs, and the top of the seventh comes to an end. We head to the home half of the seventh inning. It's Caber Rodriguez to lead things off. Riders trailing 5-2 when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Chase Cohen comes on in relief of the left-hander James Gonzalez. Gonzalez lasted six innings, giving up two earned runs on seven hits and a pair of walks while striking out five. Cohen, a right-hander, and Kaber Rodriguez will dig in against him. Rodriguez one for two today with a double in the second, lined out on a ball hit 98 miles an hour right at the shortstop. His last time was the first offering from Cohen. Misses down and away. Ball one. Right-hander looks in, gets his sign. Rodriguez awaits the 1-0. And is chopped on the ground, left side. Rough Riders manager and third base coach Carlos Cardoza able to snare it. Gives a souvenir to someone located just beyond that third base dugout. Even count at 1-1. Boy, did Kaber Rodriguez have himself a week last week. The pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2 advantage now for Cohen. Kaber hit over 500 during last week. He came into Sunday with the best batting average over the course of the week in the entire Texas League. But he snapped a five-game multi-hit streak in that affair. As it misses downstairs, skips past the catcher to the backstop, 2-2. Rodriguez went 2-for-23 in his first eight games and then came alive with five consecutive multi-hit games. He has been a fantastic hitter over the last couple of weeks. The pitch, swinging a line drive into right field. It's another hit for Kaber Rodriguez. It rolls to the right fielder Trinkle, and he gloves it, and that keeps Rodriguez at first base. Another multi-hit game for Kaber. The Rough Riders very familiar with the right-hander Chase Cohen. He's pitched 12 times over the course of his time here with the Rockhounds. Going 20 innings, surrendering 8 earned runs across those 12 games to tally a 3.60 ERA. Right-hander kicks and fires. The first pitch to Chavez, called a strike. Chavez batting from the left side. Rodriguez over at first. Mentioned another multi-hit game for him. It's his fifth in his last six games. The pitch. Swing and a drive into deep center field. Back goes Clark. He's camped under it. And he reaches skyward to make the play. Rodriguez stays put at first base. And Freiner Chavez is the first out of this bottom of the seventh. Hit it hard, but just a bit under it. Daniel Mateo, the ninth spot in the order, steps in. Kellen Strom on deck. Mateo singled his last time up, but was called out trying to stretch the single into a double. The second of three straight hits in the frame. As he watches the first offering, called a strike. 0-1. Back in the third inning, Mateo struck out swinging. He's been hitting the ball very hard as of late. Had himself a good week last week in Amarillo. Cohen delivers, swing and a miss, a big hack on the fastball, but Mateo came up empty. 0-2 with one gone. Riders trailing 5-2 here in this home half of the seventh. They got one back in the second to take a lead. And then cut into a 5-1 deficit to make it 5-2 with one in the fifth. The 0-2 from Cohen. Swing and a miss. Mateo down on strikes. There's two away. Kellen Strom will get his look, first look of the year against Chase Cohen. Comes with two gone and a runner at first base in Caber Rodriguez. The pitch runs up and inside. Ball and no strikes. Right-hander gets his sign, comes set. Tan glove at the belt. Kicks and fires. Chopped at the shortstop. It's the third baseman, Bowman, who gloves it and fires on the run in time. The Riders get a leadoff single, but they leave him stranded. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left here in the seventh. We've played seven here from Riders Field. It's the Midland Rockhounds clinging to a 5-2 advantage. Top of the eighth when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Andy Rodriguez back on the bump after a 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning. Back for the eighth. Picked up two strikeouts. Here's Cooper Bowman at the top of the card. First offering from Rodriguez called a strike. Fastball. Clipped the corner for the right-handed hitter. The pitch. That one skips. It got a bit away from Rodriguez as he tumbled off the hill. Bowman today is 1-for-3, struck out his last time up, but picked up an RBI single and scored in that third inning. The pitch, swinging a line drive left side, and it'll find its way into the seats. Rodriguez hops ahead, a ball and two strikes. Bowman was originally selected in the fourth round by the Yankees in 2021, then was part of a trade in 2022, featured some big league names. Rodriguez kicks and fires. He swings and misses. It's the third strikeout in four hitters for Rodriguez. One away in the eighth. Andy Rodriguez has had pretty good strikeout numbers this year. Coming into today, 21 strikeouts and 19 and a third innings pitched. Jack Winkler digs in and he waves and misses at a first pitch fastball. Outer third of the plate. Right-handed hitting shortstop. The pitch. Just missed. Elevated fastball. A Linkler today. A hit. The pitch. Just missed. And again, upstairs that time with the slider. Winkler had himself a two-run single and scored a run in that third inning. The pitch. Again, Rodriguez missing upstairs, this time with a fastball. 3-1 advantage for the shortstop today. The 3-1. And he walked him. Missed with a heater a bit outside. And it's the first base runner allowed today by Andy Rodriguez. Winkler trots down to first base. That single, two-run single, I should add, in that third inning, snapped an 0-for-13 skid for Winkler, and he's now reached twice in this game, this time on a walk. Here's Colby Thomas, who's got a pair of flyouts today. And in between those flyouts, a home run in that third inning. The pitch, missed upstairs. Fastball again. 1-0. Thomas hitting .277 on the year, and his 11th home run earlier in this game. The pitch. Called a strike. Just caught the top of the zone that time, did Rodriguez. One away, a runner at first, and the Riders trailing 5-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. Rodriguez set at the belt. Lifts the left leg. Runner goes. The pitch is skied high into right field, but tailing towards foul ground. Josh Hatcher giving chase, and it'll drop on the foul side of things. Off the bat, it looked like it was destined to find the seats, but the wind blowing out to left here held it in play, and Aaron Zavala, the right fielder, couldn't get to it. Josh Hatcher was looking over each shoulder, going back and forth, trying to locate it. But it was a long run for him, and it's new life for Colby Thomas. See if Winkler elects to run again here in the 1-2 count. He swiped 9 bags on the season. Rodriguez ready. Long pause. He looks to first and delivers high. No tag to be applied from Hatcher. Winkler dives back safely. The pitch. Swinging a weak pop-up behind the plate. Hicks giving chase. He gets rid of the mask, reaches skyward, and makes the play. Well done by the Riders catcher, and there's two gone. In steps Shane McGuire for the first time against Andy Rodriguez. Left-handed hitting first baseman. Still looking to find a way aboard for the first time in this contest. Midland today has been out hit 6-8 by the Rough Riders on a 5-run third inning. Has them 3 runs ahead on the scoreboard. Rodriguez looks over to first. Another high delivery. Winkler back in, standing up. Rodriguez gets his sign. He comes set. First pitch to McGuire. Taken. Again, teetering the top of the strike zone. Didn't get the call. Two away and a runner at first. A 1-0 to the lefty. Here's the pitch. Swinging a drive into deep right center field. Long run for Zavala. Mateo at the track, at the wall, and it is gone. The second homer today for the Midland Rockhounds. The first for McGuire, and it is 7-2. It traveled 394 feet into the berm in right center field. And the 5-run lead is back for the Rockhounds. 2-run homer for Shane McGuire. There's Daniel Susak, who's got a pair of hits to his name today. sandwiched between them. A strikeout. Waves and misses at the first pitch. Fastball. 94 from Rodriguez.
Coming into this game, the Rockhounds are averaging 7 runs a game in May. Now they're at 7.
This one tapped on the left side, but in foul territory.
That's this offense. The question was, you know, it's strength against strength. Best pitching staff versus best offense. Who's going to win? And round one of this bout, it's the offense of Midland here in game one of this series.
Man, it's an offense that's been great all year. And, Zach, you mentioned it earlier, but the ace top prospect no longer with this team in Jacob Wilson. And boy, he left the Texas League hitting 400-plus the pitch. Armand Rodriguez misses a bit upstairs.
And since he's exited, the Rockhounds are still 7-4 in that span and hitting .307 as a team and averaging over 7.5 runs a game.
It's absurd. The 1-2. Lined into center field. It's hanging up for Mateo. He's camped under it. Takes a little jump and hauls it in to end the frame. But two runs come in to score on the two-run homer by Shane McGuire. It's two runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on the base paths for the Rockhounds. Here on the top of the eighth, we turn the card. Home half of the eighth inning, Riders trailing 7-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 twisted tea, Truly and drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Liam Hicks to lead things off. Left-handed hitter. Hicks will dig in against a new arm. Chase Cohen goes just in it. 40 now on the hill, Shohei Tomioka. Right-hander peers in. He's got his sign. Takes on the left-handed hitting Liam Hicks. The first offering on its way. Just missed a bit downstairs. A fastball at 93. Tomioka standing at 5'11", 198 pounds out of Japan. Right-hander kicks and fires, and it runs outside, again with the fastball. Hicks ahead, two balls and no strikes. Hicks 1-for-3 today, and that single in the third inning extended his hitting streak to 7 games. Coming off a series in Amarillo, where he went 6-for-18. The double, 3 RBIs and 4 runs scored. The 2-0 inside this time. Liam Hicks ahead, 3 balls and no strikes. It's 3 consecutive balls to open the outing for Tomioka. The pitch. Walked him. 4-pitch walk to open this 8th inning. Home half of the 8th, Riders trailing 7-2. And one thing the Rough Riders have been really good at all year is responding after a team scores. Today, they jumped out to a lead, and then in the top of the third inning, Midland hopped ahead 5-1 with a 5-run third frame. Rough Riders got a run back in the fifth. But now we're at 7-2 after two runs scored in the eighth. The first offering to Zavala is called a strike. Aaron Zavala is 0-3 today. And trying to avoid not reaching base in three consecutive games for the first time all year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Chased a changeup way downstairs. Earlier in the year, Zavala had himself a 15-plus game on base street. It's been on base constantly for the Riders. The pitch. Checked his swing, able to hold it up on an elevated fastball. 1-2. Zavala's reached an 11 out of 14 games in the month of May. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. First strikeout for Tomioka. And there's one gone for Cody Freeman. Freeman's had himself another solid day, and feels like just about every ball game that he plays in, we could say just that. He's been on fire as of late, hitting just a tick below 300. First offering to him. It's called a strike, a fastball at 94. Just clipped the inner edge. 0-1 on the right-handed hitting third baseman. Freeman doubled, swiped a bag, and scored a run in the second inning. And then singled in the fourth, drew a walk his last time up in the sixth. The pitch. Just missed. 95 that time. Missed a bit low. Freeman pulls even at 1-1. Freeman just missed with his double in the second, hitting another home run. Would have been a sixth of the year. The pitch. Missed outside. And it appears that the ball got lodged in Susak's mitt. We'll see if he grabs a new one. He's working on it right now. From our vantage point up here behind the dish, you could see half the baseball sticking through his catcher's mitt. It appears he's just going to tighten it a bit. He'll stick with his mitt behind the plate. It's a 2-1 count. The battle between the right-hander Tomioka and the right-handed hitter Cody Freeman. The pitch, swinging a line drive into right. It's down for a hit. A three-hit game for Cody Freeman. Hicks trying to go to third. He'll do so standing up. And the Riders have runners at the corners with one gone here in the home half of the eighth. Oh, baby, Cody Freeman. Stay hot. That's got the crowd involved. Josh Hatcher at the plate. Riders trailing by five. Tomioka on the air across 17 and a third innings has only given up four earned runs. The first offering to Hatcher misses up and away. Picked up 13 strikeouts. Issued eight walks over that period of time. He's walked one. Liam Hicks, who stands at third, he got a strikeout. And Cody Freeman single. He looks to first, and Freeman's back standing up. Overall in the year, 2.08 ERA and a 1-1 record for Tomioka. 28-year-old right-hander. Set the pitch to Hatcher. Laced down the left field line, and it is foul. Would have been extra bases and possibly a couple of RBIs to add to Josh Hatcher's ledger. But just missed keeping it foul. It was a tad late. On the fastball. The A's signed Tomioka back in January of 2020. Right-hander ready. The pitch to Hatcher. Swinging a line drive into center. It's hanging up for Clark. He makes the play. Liam Hicks trying to tag, and they'll let him do so. Hicks trots down from third. That cuts the lead to 7-3. Sacrifice fly for Josh Hatcher. Once again, another hard hit ball. 104 off the bat, but right at the defender, the center fielder, and Clark. Abby Ortiz digs in. 7-3. The first offering to Ortiz runs a bit down and in. A spinner on the right-hander. Ortiz has himself an RBI today. It came on a ground out that brought home Cody Freeman in the second inning. Freeman stands at first right now. The pitch. Missed up and away. That time a fastball. Ortiz since has lined out to center on a ball hit really hard into the right center field alleyway that Clark made a nice play on. The pitch. Swing in a blooper into left field. It's hanging up for Thomas, and he runs under it. Side is retired. The Riders get a run on one hit. It was a sacrifice fly by Josh Hatcher. No errors in the frame, and one stranded on the base paths. We'll turn the card to the top of the ninth, where Zach Bigley will return on the Riders Baseball Network. The Riders trailing 7-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6.05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Going to the top of the ninth inning, Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Frisco trailing 7-3, and they turn to a very familiar face on the hill. Newly back from AAA, it's the 27-year-old left-hander out of Indiana State, Tristan Pauly, who takes over. Pauly made four appearances up in AAA, all of them scoreless. Pitched very well for the Round Rock Express. In his four outings, he went 4 2/3 innings of hitless baseball, struck out two and walked three. With the Rough Riders this year, seven appearances of 4.50 ERA. Nine strikeouts to eight walks across 10 innings. A left-hander to face 6, 7, and 8 in the order for Midland. Saheed Valenzuela, the switch hitter, batting from the right side, starts it off. Pauly ready from the stretch, he fires. First pitch high and outside with a fastball. It's 1-0. What Pauly has done really well over the last couple seasons is the fastball and changeup combination. He deals. Swinging a foul straight back. It's even at 1-1. Especially to right-handed batters. That changeup fading away. Pauly replaces Andy Rodriguez, who went two innings surrendering two runs, both earned on the two-run homer from Shane McGuire in the eighth. 1-1. Down and in. Two balls and one strike. If you take away this third inning, the game looks a lot different. Of course, you can't take away single innings in a game. It doesn't really work like that. Pauly readies in the 2-1. The chopper foul down the third base side. 2-2. But if you were to take away that third inning, the five-run frame by Midland, this would be a 3-2 game. Rough Riders would be leading. Josh Steven would have had a really nice start. He allowed
All five of his runs in that inning. The pitch popped up right side. Back of home, Hicks gets rid of the mask. It's coming back to him, and he makes the catch. Boy, a lot of spin on that ball. Looked like it was initially going to go into the stands. It kind of just spun its way back, and the wind helped as well. 18-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left center. One away for Jason Rosario. Rosario, left-handed batter. Here's Pauly's pitch. Slider for a strike, 0-1. Outside of that third inning, Midland has only had three hits in the game. The pitch laced down the left side and foul into the seats. 0-2. Frisco has been far more consistent with their hitting throughout the game. They're actually out hitting the Rockhounds 9-7 despite losing 7-3. 0-2 on Rosario. Pauly deals. Low and away. Missing in the dirt. It's 1-2. A slider from Pauly. Rough Riders very similarly to what we saw on Sunday in that series finale, have not taken care of runners in scoring position very well. Just 1-for-9 today after going 0-for-11 on Sunday. 1-2. Low and away with the slider. 2-2. Check of the swing, and Rosario was able to hold. Midland is 2-for-3 with runners in scoring position today. Couple of homers to two-run shots helps as well. Pauly the 2-2. Popped up left side. Cody Freeman, the third baseman, going back. Calls off Kellen Strom, and Strom calls him off at the last moment. Makes the catch in foul ground. Two away. Good job by Strom as Freeman was waving him off from the moment that ball went in the air. And Kellen, unabated, came in. To make the grab. Two outs here in the ninth inning. Bases clear for Denzel Clark, who's 0-for-2 today with a walk and a run scored. Orange batting gloves. Holds the bat just about head high. The pitch. Misses low, 1-0. Denzel Clark had such a wonderful season last year and figured to follow a few other names in that Midland lineup last year that are now in the big leagues with the Oakland A's. Here's the stretch. And the left-hander's pitch. It's on the inside corner for a strike. A good changeup from Pauly. 1-1. Think of the Daryl Hernandezes of the world. Guys like Brent Rooker, Max Schumann, the pitch. Check swing and a miss. He went around, down and in. 1-2. Kyle McCann. Lawrence Butler. Outside of Brent Rooker, all those guys were in Midland last year. Here's the stretch and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down and in. A 1-2-3 inning for Tristan Pauly. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom nine coming up. Riders trailing 7-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Even in a non-save situation, the Rockhounds turn to their closer in the ninth inning of Game 1 of this series. Grant Holman, who has yet to surrender a run this season in 15 and a third, takes to the hill. It's 7-3. Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds, bottom of the ninth inning. Bottom third of the order due up, Keber Rodriguez, Freiner Chavez, Daniel Mateo due up. Grant Holman putting up a very Mason Miller-esque numbers for the A's affiliate. 23 strikeouts in 15 and a third innings. He's allowed just 10 hits and no runs in 14 outings. First pitch. Fastball, middle is strike. It's 0-1. Not nearly the jump that Mason Miller has on his fastball, but still very effective this year. Holman out of the University of California, Berkeley, went to Eastlake High School in Chula Vista, California. Former sixth-round selection of the A's. 0-1. Rodriguez lines it in the left field, and it drops in for his third hit of the afternoon. Second Rough Rider with a three-hit performance today. Rough Rider has reached 10 hits on the afternoon. There's Freiner Chavez. Cable Rodriguez is really hot. He was out in front on a slider at the bottom of the zone and just chunked it into left field. Here's Freiner Chavez now. Chavi 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored in the fifth. Rodriguez leads from first. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1 with a fastball. And Rough Riders need base runners more than anything right now. Rodriguez not going to run over at first. The 0-1. High and outside. One ball and one strike. Gabriel Rodriguez got off to a really slow start this season with the Rough Riders coming off the injured list. With a right hamstring issue. The pitch. High and outside. It's two balls and one strike. Through his first eight games of the Rough Riders, was hitting just .087, had just two hits, and since then has had six multi-hit games in his last seven. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball, bottom of the zone, it's 2-2. Two hits, three hits, no hits on Sunday, and then three more hits today. Really impressive stuff from Caber. Two, fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Kids are getting fired up. So Rodriguez in his last seven games now is hitting .536. That'll certainly play. Two balls, two strikes on Chavi. The pitch. He swings and fights it off. A fly ball into shallow right field. Trankel coming on. He makes the grab. One away. Daniel Mateo hits now for Midland. 7-3 Rockhounds. Mateo hits for the Rough Rider. Mateo 1-for-3 today. Thrown out at second, trying to stretch it into a double on his single to right center. The pick. He swings, fouls it away right side, 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders will turn to Ryan Garcia tomorrow in game two of this series. He's 2-2 with a 5.08 ERA. The 0-1.
inside. One ball and one strike. The Rockhounds have yet to announce a starter for game two of the series, or any of the games for that matter, the rest of this series. 1-1. Swinging a chopper up the middle. Second baseman Valenzuela's got it. Flips onto the shortstop, Winkler, who makes a phenomenal turn and throws onto first for the double play to end the game. Wow, barehanded grab by the shortstop, stepped on the bag and turned the double play. Now that's the final here in the opener of this series. 7-3, Rough Riders fall to the Rockhounds. Luke Bailey has your postgame coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Riders Field, the Rough Riders fall a bit short in Game 1 of the six-game series with the Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. Midland improves their lead on the Texas League South Division to a game and a half, improving to 26-14 on the year. The Rough Riders dropping to 24-15 on the season. Five more games to go in the series, 7-3 the final in this one, and the Rough Riders out-hit the Midland Rockhounds 10-7. But the Rough Riders left six aboard the base paths. Today's winning pitcher, James Gonzalez, the left-hander starter for Midland, improves to 3-0 on the year, 2-0 at the AA level. And Josh Steven takes the loss, dropping to 0-2 on the year. You look at the offensive side for the Rough Riders. Cody Freeman and Caber Rodriguez each poured in three hit games. Freeman scored a run. Hicks scored a run, and Chavez scored a run. Six different Rough Riders recorded a hit in this ballgame, but the only multi-hit efforts were three-hit efforts by the two hottest hitters in this Riders lineup. Cody Freeman's three-hit game with a walk improved his average to over 300. He sits at 303 on the year, and the same for Caber Rodriguez, going 3-for-4, improved his average up quite a bit. He got a late start to the season with a hamstring injury, but now hitting .333, which is tied for the team lead now with Josh Hatcher, who is also hitting exactly .333. Rough Riders dropped this one. Extra base hits included a double by Freeman and a double by Caber Rodriguez. Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz, and Kellen Strong each picked up RBIs. Hatcher's 26 ribbies on the year lead the group. He picked his up with a sack fly in the eighth. Riders drop game one of this six-game set, 7-3. Back in action tomorrow, a 6:35 p.m. first pitch here at Riders Field. We hope to see you back here. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, we'll take a look at tomorrow's matchup on the mound.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luke Maley back with you on the postgame show. Rough Riders drop game one of the series, 7-3 at the hands of the Midland Rockhounds, who extend their lead in the Texas League South Division to a game and a half. Lots of baseball left in the series, lots of baseball left in the first half. And it gets back in action with a 6:35 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. This one a quick one, 2:07 the official game time here in this opening game of the series. Five more to play starting tomorrow, 6:35. It's Ryan Garcia who gets the ball for the Rough Riders. Garcia on the year, a 2-2 record with a 5.08 ERA. And Garcia's been really good as of late. He's poured in a couple of really, really solid starts. You look at the month of May as a whole, and he's put up some good numbers overall, the 5.08 ERA across six starts. He's racked up 27 strikeouts and 28 in a third innings pitched. But in the month of May, he's 1-0 across two starts with a 3.48 ERA, racking up 14 Ks and surrendering four earned runs across 10 and a third innings. Only six hits in those two games as well. He, in both games in May, has lasted over five innings. He's done so four times on the season out of his six starts, including the last three in a row. His best start of the year came in his last start of April, and that's where things really turned. He gave up three earned runs in his first start, three earned runs in his second start, and six in his third. And ever since, he hasn't allowed more than two earned runs, going at least five innings in each of those starts. So it is Ryan Garcia getting the ball tomorrow for the Rough Riders, the 26-year-old right-hander. A former second-round pick out of UCLA will take the hill, and we don't know who will be on the other side. The Rockhounds yet to announce their starting rotation for the remainder of the week, but they get the win today. James Gonzalez improves to 3-0, 2-0 as a Midland Rockhound. Josh Steven dropping to 0-2 in front of 9,113 fans here on a Tuesday afternoon at Riders Field. Lots of fun stuff going on the rest of the week. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
One last time back high atop Riders Field. Luke Maley with you here on the postgame show. Riders dropped this one 7-3, and Midland extends their grasp in that top spot in the Texas League South to a game and a half over the Frisco Rough Riders. Back in action tomorrow, we mentioned 6:35 p.m. first pitch. It's Ryan Garcia getting the ball for the Rough Riders. You can get in the door here at Riders Field for just $11, and then you turn things over to Thursday. All sorts of fun stuff going on over the remainder of the week. Started off with a 6:35 p.m. first pitch on Thursday. It's the first Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River of the summer, and as always, it is Thirsty Thursday, where you can get half-price drinks, along with some great baseball. And if you want to test out the Lazy River, those 21 and up can grab tickets to the Lazy River for just $25. That includes some special drink discounts. Should be a lot of fun as the summer rolls on over there in right field at the Lazy River. And then this weekend, the Rough Riders look back at the 2004 Texas League Championship. It's 0-4 weekend, all weekend long. 7:05 p.m. first pitch on Friday. It's Bowling for Soup night, where the band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gate. Steve of the Rough Riders Horse will also be out here this weekend. Got to keep your eye out for all sorts of fun guests this week, including Troy Aikman, NFL Hall of Famer and former Dallas Cowboy quarterback, current broadcaster in the NFL. That's Friday, a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. That game will conclude, and then it's Fireworks Friday, presented by Pyro Shows of Texas. On Saturday, it's another 7:05 p.m. first pitch against the Rockhounds, where 0-4 weekend rolls on. It's Vote for Pedro night in an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite. Vote for Pedro night will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie. Steve of the Rough Riders Horse will also be back on Saturday. And as always on Saturdays, Kids Can Run the Bases postgame presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. Then round out the weekend, it's a 6:05 p.m. first pitch on Sunday. All sorts of things going on. 0-4 weekend concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship. The Riders will have a poster giveaway on the way through the gates, and they'll wear their throwback uniforms one last time. And you can get one last look at Diva the Rough Riders Horse. All sorts of other fun things going on Sunday. It's Bark in the Park, where with a purchase of an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. As always, Sunday's Kids Sunday Fun Day, presented by Raising Cane's. So all sorts of kid-centered themes, inflatables, acts going on throughout the course of the ball game. And then it's the first Sunday summer fireworks of the summer. You can enjoy post-game fireworks spectacular from the field following the conclusion of the game. And as always, the fireworks show powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. So much fun stuff going on here at Riders Field. Should be an exciting rest of the week. Rough Riders drop this one 7-3, and they're looking up at the Midland Rockhounds. Back a game and a half, but plenty of time in this series to make up some of that ground and propel themselves back into first place in the Texas League South. Well, for my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. We hope you enjoy the rest of your workday and have a safe travel home. We hope to see you out here at Riders Field over the course of this week. Mention all the fun things going on. We hope to catch you back here tomorrow, a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. It's Ryan Garcia taking the ball for the Rough Riders.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!